NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
If you don't know, I want to just say good morning to you. It is Sunday morning. It's November the 12th, 2023, and you're catching the wave right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Again, my pleasure, and we want to thank God for you locking in. Got more just like that coming your way, and somebody said, well, he's starting off a little bit on the high side this morning, huh? Well, look, you don't want to start on the low side, right, huh? You want to go higher, right? And the higher you get, the more you want, right, huh? All right. Well, look, want you to know that we are so honored and grateful to come before many of you that are veterans on this Sunday morning. And we want to salute all of the veterans around the United States of America. And I have relatives, and many of you have relatives and friends that you are taking time out to honor them on this weekend. So we honor all of the veterans around the world and thank you for your service that you have brought here to the United States of America. And we just pray the blessings of God over you as you move forward on this weekend and today, as you fellowship with friends and loved ones. Thank you so much for joining us. We got more of the very best gospel music. Feel free to give us a call, 347-215-8049. Coming up a little later this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina. He'll be coming forth with a word on this morning, and a little later around 11:30 a.m. Also this morning will be General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, located at 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Tongue radio broadcast. That and more music coming your way right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or go to our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network. God bless you, and thank you for catching the wave.
Thank you. worship Him. Get those hands up. Come on and bless Him. Come on and worship the Lord. Receive it by faith tonight. Come on and receive it by faith. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you.
18 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, giving you just a little bit of instrumental worship and praise. Worship and praise. Walk with me, Lord, huh? Walk with me. All right, well, you're catching the wave. We are live on a wonderful Sunday. It's November the 12th, 2023. As always, there's a lot going on around the world, and many of you know they're getting close to the time that Congress has to come up with a plan. If they don't come up with a plan and they don't vote on it and agree with it, they can shut down the government system. So, you know, they always, it seems like they wait to the last minute before they come up with whatever they agree to vote on. They postpone it and extend it for later weeks. So they're not going to shut it down, huh? They're not going to let that happen. There's enough happening without that, huh? All right, well, look, many of you again, once again, want to say happy Veterans Day to all of you, the veterans around the world, those that are already out on the battlefield in service, and those that are at home with the family and loved ones. We want to salute all of you guys. And you may not see me, but I'm saluting to all of the males as well as the females. We are saluting you and thanking you for your effort and that time that you serve, and those that are serving on today. We thank you again. All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music, and we've got more worship and praise, and you haven't heard anything yet. Good morning to you, and thank you for catching the wave.
This is my offering. In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. Even in suffering, I have to believe. If you say it's loving, I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll be there. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to jump, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing.
Come on, give God some worship and praise, huh? As we continue, here's the sounds of the late, great Percy Griffin and the Swanee Quintet. 26 minutes after the hour, 8 a.m.
Keep your home together.
Change everything.
It'll make you love it. help you going through. I don't care what chains ain't changed. I don't care what chains ain't on. The Bible says ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find, and the door shall be opened. I don't care what you're going through. All you gotta do is call on Jesus. He'll make a way sometime out of no way if he will. But I found out one thing. He may not come when you want him, but I know it. He's always on time. Try with change, thank you.
Oh, we're having church. We'll be right back with more of the very best in gospel music right here, the bottom of the hour, 8:30 a.m.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Melody I wrote. You know, I've been in church all my life, and people have said worship is a slow song. You're wrong. Come on, Bob.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Moment.
upon me. This is my song, children. Listen. If you don't want to go, don't hinder me. Oh, if you don't.
15 minutes before 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas right here from the NFI studios on a wonderful Sunday. It's November the 12th, 2023, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. You can lock in with us right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook. Simply go to our Facebook page at NFI Radio Gospel Network. You can go there and see the photos and these awesome men and women of God, as well as all of the other information there that's on our Facebook page. And don't forget, you can call in and listen with your mobile phone. Simply dial 347-215-8049. That's 347-215-8049. We're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. He who winneth souls is wise. And thank you again for tuning in on this beautiful Sunday, giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of the veterans around the world for catching the wave.
We will wait for you, 'cause all Listen, we've been praying, we've been told, now we're crying, heaven send a rain.
Can I get some people who have some seeds in the ground to just begin to declare that? Just help me out. I just want to hear you sing it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Come on, say it real big, say it. Come on, can you just say it one more time in this room? Let faith rise with you. Come on, say it. Say, we've been praying, we've been sowing, now we're crying. Let me tell you something. Rain only matters to those who have seed in the ground. If you don't have seed in the ground, rain is a nuisance. But if you've been planting some things and you've been praying some things, when the rain comes, you can expect a harvest. Follow. This is for everybody who's been sowing a seed in a dry season. And you keep saying, I wonder where my harvest is. The harvest is connected to the rain. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming to this land. God is about to send the rain to this land, and every seed that you've sown and every prayer that you pray is about to come forth in harvest. That's why we say, we've been praying.
Never get away from Pastor Delina without singing this song. It was a song that I wrote, probably over 40 years ago, I guess. I was leaving out of a church service in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and we were in the church, and it was just a wonderful time, and I was riding with the campus pastor at that time and his wife, and I was sitting in the back seat, and as we were going through the city, we passed a bar, and all of a sudden a fight broke out, and we kept riding, and one of the persons in the car remarks, "Well, that's a shame, they in that fight, they ought to be in church." And I thought that, and I said, "But who's gonna tell them Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? And who's gonna warn him of the things coming on him so God can turn their nights today?" I'm gonna say it again. Who's gonna tell him Jesus loves him? Who's gonna tell him there's a better way? Who's gonna warn them of the things coming on them so God can turn their night today? Somebody's gotta warn them. Somebody's gotta tell them. Would you help me say somebody?
Somebody's gotta warn them.
Oh, yeah, somebody gotta tell them.
Somebody's gotta tell them.
So I wanna ask you, wherever you are, who's gonna tell
them? Who's gonna tell
them?
Jesus.
Who's gonna tell them?
There's a better way.
Who's gonna warn them?
So God can turn.
Somebody shout hallelujah, huh? That's the sounds of Pastor Marvin Winings right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. It's 3 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a beautiful Sunday. It's November the 12th, 2023, and we are on the countdown. Somebody said the turkey is already taken. Yeah, it's not long, huh? Somebody said, I am going to enjoy myself this Thanksgiving. I know you are, and whatever you do, don't eat too much. You know how you go back in the kitchen, and you go back and get some more, and then you sit down and might fall asleep and get back up, and you know how you do, huh? Am I talking to somebody? All right. Well, look, those of you that are football fans, NFL football fans, well, the Cowboys, they got a bye this weekend. They got a bye to New York. Yeah, right, that's right. They're going to be playing New York, the New York Giants, today. And we're going to see what happens. It's going to be around 4:15 today. So those of you are Dallas fans, then, well, you want to catch them today. And the San Francisco 49ers will be taking on the Jaguars today around about 1:15 today. So those of you that are San Francisco 49ers, well, or Jaguars, you can catch them today around about 1:15 today. All right, well, look, got more music coming your way. We're going to take a pause for the call for the station ID. When we come back, we're going to get back into some worship and praise. To God be the glory.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Guitar player, can you play me that old quartet? That's old, lady. The song says, what a time it will be when my Savior's face, one day I'm gonna see. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna sing tonight, y'all. Come here. I found me a dance partner, and he ain't much taller than me. Come on. I want you to go somewhere with me in your music mind and think about when we get there, when we cross over. There'll be no more heartaches, no more pain. Somebody say, I got a mother going on, got a father going on. That's okay. But most of all, somebody said most of all. Most of all, I want to see King Jesus, y'all. Listen.
What a time.
It will be.
When
my Savior face.
Y'all better not get loud.
What a time
it will be
when my Savior.
This is what the Joy Boys gonna do, y'all.
See,
we're gonna
see,
shout
bless His name.
Come on, clap your hands and go with me just a little while.
It will be
when
His face I'll
see.
Gonna shout troubles over, y'all.
I know it will be.
Let me tell you something.
I can imagine in my mind He's gonna come down from heaven on high. Then we're going home, y'all, to be with Him on high. What I like about it.
The second verse right here.
Then He's gonna separate the right from the wrong. All of His children, we're going home. What I like about you, we're gonna shake glad hands, gonna join the Christian band. How many of y'all gonna meet me there? Let me see you just do that right. Let me, yeah.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh yeah. While traveling, this lonesome road
is not so easy.
Oh no, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks road to travel. A few folks mountains to climb, yeah. Before I hear the Lord say welcome home, I wanna hear the Lord tell me
welcome home.
One more thing I wanna leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment leads me there. Yes, it do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I want to leave with you. A few more burdens to bear. There's a few more tears to shed down here. Oh, I hear the Lord say, welcome home. I want to hear the Lord tell me,
welcome home.
Those of you who have problems in your life, trials and tribulations, I come to let you know weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Keep your head up, and whatever you do, always remember, everything will be alright in the morning. Listen.
I've seen the road you're on, and I know it caused so much pain, striving to see sunshine. Can't escape the rain, raindrops of broken hearts and people doing your wrong. Are a test. I understand that
is worrying you. I've been there before, plenty of nights I couldn't get no rest. But listen, but in Jesus' house I found comfort and love. I also found me a resting place. Whoever you are out there, depend on Jesus right now. He's gonna bring you through for the next. When will it be alright?
In the morning.
I don't care what you're going through. The problem on your job, the problem in your home. I can tell you right now it's gonna be alright. Just keep leaning and depending on Jesus. One thing I found out in my life, no matter what goes on, Jesus is always there. He's
your move. We
God is preparing a feast. The Spirit and bride, they come, calling out to the least. And filling our lampstands with oil, and He is restoring His.
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are right at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday. It's November the 12th, 2023, as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor, and thank all of you so much for catching the wave. Coming up, the top of the hour, it's Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina, and more gospel music. Look, we want to thank you so much from the bottom of our heart. Check out our website, nfiradio.com.
So we're going to my father's house.
Brother Coley, can you help me sing?
Come on.
The next day, he makes everything all right. Do I have a witness here? Let me tell you this. On Monday, he stopped in on Tuesday. And Wednesday, and then Thursday. Starting at the eighth verse, says, "Oh, taste and see, that the Lord is good.
Yes, He is, son.
Blessed is the one that find refuge in Him." Look at here, let me talk about it. On Monday, Lord, Tuesday.
We give you thanks for
creation, the changing seasons, falling leaves. We give you thanks. For your mercy, for your forgiveness, for your love, we give you thanks. In our weakness, we thank you, for your power is made evident. In our failures, we thank you, for your grace is sufficient. Even in the trials, through the struggles and pain, as you form us into who you want us to be, turning our mess into your message. Today and every day, we give you thanks.
We give you thanks here from the NFI studios as we continue with more gospel music 20 minutes before the hour of 10 a.m. Standing by, Pastor Cecil Wilson. Come on. It's Sunday, November the 12th, 2023. Want to salute all the veterans around the world. Let's worship. Come on. Give him some praise.
And I saw lightning from heaven.
13 minutes before the top of the hour of 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you a child of God on this Sunday morning, giving him all the praise, the glory, and the honor? Let's go back down memory lane. Let's go back with another one by the late, great Percy Griffin and the Swanee Quintet.
I've had so many ups and downs. I know someday it will be over. I'm going home. Yes, right. Yes, my crown. I've had so many ups and downs. I know someday it will be over. I'm going home. Yes, I am.
Nothing that happens in our everyday lives that catches you by surprise. You're in control. You're in control. You're in control. You're the sovereign Lord, our King. And we worship you. Woo. Woo. Worship you tonight, Jesus. Sovereign God, sovereign King, I trust.
Well, if we were called by your name,
by my name, Lord.
seek you daily.
I'm there with you.
He said,
and I'll hear from heaven.
Oh, your words say
their sins.
Now, let's welcome Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church, Silas City, North Carolina. Good morning, Pastor Wilson.
Good morning to you. I'm Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church in Silas City, North Carolina in the USA. Today, we're going to Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 7th verse. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 7th verse. Join me in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, and we come now humbly submitting ourselves to the mercies of God, and we just want to say thank you. We come now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior. We thank you for you've been so good to us. We thank you, kind Father, for how you watched over us through the day and the night. You kept us from danger seen and unseen. We say thank you. Now, Lord, there's someone listening to us this morning, and someone need a touch from the Lord. Someone need to be encouraged. Someone need to be lifted up. Someone need to be set free. Lord, we come now in the name of Jesus. We proclaiming the victory. Hallelujah. And we join them in prayer. That they shall be the head and not the tail. And we speak in life over them right now in the name of Jesus. Come off of that bed of affliction. Rise up and walk. Hallelujah. Hold your head up high and look to the hills for which cometh your help. And your help is coming from the Lord above. Tell God, thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Those names that have been called out to us from week to week, we have not forgotten about it. We're lifting them up now. Hallelujah. In the spiritual realm, heavenly dove. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take it right now. Hallelujah. You know who they are. Carry them before the throne of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we go into Proverbs, the 22nd chapter and the 7th verse. And it reads, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. I want to use for a subject this morning, I'm free. I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. When people hear of servant, the first thing they think about is working or a job, but this is referring to being a debtor to the rich and in debt to sin. Among the most obvious ways you can become a debtor or a servant is to your lifestyle. Among the most obvious ways you can become a debtor or servant to your lifestyle is with your job. Many of us stay on jobs long past retirement age, jobs we may not even like anymore, but we have to stay on it because of the certain lifestyle that we want to live. And we never get enough money, it seems, and seems like the money is always the problem. Is it the money the problem, or is it the debt or those too many bills that is creating the problem? Stay with me. People just won't stop creating more debt at retirement age and still creating debt. Pay off one thing and go right back in debt for another. Die and leave here struggling and in debt. I don't know if they put epitaph on their headstone, says died struggling. Not death in a struggle or a fight, but struggling trying to make ends meet. Apparently didn't realize that Jesus had already made them free. And too many times people will become free and go right back into bondage. Bondage on the wrong job, bondage in the wrong relationship, bondage traveling down the wrong road of life, and too prideful or too fearful to yell out to God, please save me, because I won't to be free. And of course, you feel like you can't quit your job because you need to keep that certain lifestyle going. Oftentimes, press people who really don't even care that much for you. Stay with me now. If you're keeping that job because you rely on 100% of every paycheck to pay certain bills, and you need the 100% of the next paycheck in the same month to pay more bills, you could be in trouble if that's the pattern that's going on. You'll never be able to leave the job, no matter how much you may want to. You're in bondage. Take a turn to enter your breakthrough. Trust God and tell yourself, Jesus have already made me free. Tell God thank you. And so when we look at it, a debtor or a servant to your lifestyle, an out-of-control spending habit that have you worrying every month, how am I going to make it with not enough money and too much month left at the end of the month? You need to ask yourself, what motivates you? Why are you spending the way you do? Well, this is something I thought about that the Holy Spirit gave me that may well help you. Write this down, will you, in your notes. First of all, if you're trying to figure out where your money is going, write down, create a budget. Start with writing or log down every dime or every penny you spend. I don't care if you spend it on a piece of candy. Put it in your tablet. Write it down. Put down every time you buy or spend money. And put down what you spent the money for. That's right. Put down the amount. And at the end of each day, add up the amount that you spent that day. On another page or another column, put down how much income or money you have coming in each day, each pay period, or each month. Take the total income. Listen now. Take the total income that you receive each month, including checks, food stamps, etc., whatever it is that you have income or money coming in. If it's gifts, put it down and divide it by 31 days in a month. Divide the total monthly income by 31. For example, if the total monthly income for you is $1,000, divide 1,000 by 31, and it equals $32.25 per day. Now, that's on receiving $1,000 a month. Bringing home $1,000, whatever high it is, $32.25 a day you have, which means if you spend more than $30 a day, you're going to find yourself in the hole and not enough money before the month is gone. So you're probably spending more than $32 a day, going by this example. If you buy gas every day, you probably have already blown your $32 right there, and you haven't bought any breakfast, you didn't buy any lunch yet, any dinner, you haven't done anything else. Now, do you see the picture of how you can easily be in debt and not realize it? And so then you will always be a servant because you're spending more than you're taking in. And that is poor business practice, to say the least. And you'll never be free from debt. That's why it's important to write the vision. See how it is when you write it down? Write the vision. Put it on paper. And you'll see the real picture. And now you see the problem may not be your job. The problem just may be you. And the number one reason people don't like their job is because they think the job is the one that put them in debt. They think the job is not paying them enough money and therefore they're in debt. But it may be that you're spending more than you should be spending. Jesus, somebody say Jesus. Say Jesus, I want to be free. And with the world events and the plan to put everyone into a financial crisis, we all will need a backup plan. But it's sad that some of us don't even have a main plan. What we need is God's plan, so you'll see that you're really free. And I know you've been hearing that small, still voice of God, but you have been ignoring it because you want to continue on the path that you're on because you're used to that path you're on. And a change is too frightening, too fearful, too uncertain for you. But if you look to God, look to your freedom, you'll be directed to the opportunities that will meet every need that you have, even when you find yourself in a crisis like we live in now, because our God will provide. Look at God told Elijah to go to the house of the widow woman, and he said, I will feed you there. And the widow lady said, as surely as the Lord your God lives, I have no bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little oil in a jug. I just have enough for me and my son. And Elijah was hungry, and God sent him there for the lady to feed him. Look, I'm gathering a couple of sticks, the lady said, to take home right now to prepare a meal for myself and my son so that we may eat and later die because we'll have no more. But then Elijah, he picks it up. He said, be not afraid. Go and do as you have said. But first, make me a small cake of bread from what you have and bring it out to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is what I'm hearing now. And all of these things shall be added unto you. See what happened when you bless the man of God, bless the one who God sent to you. And sometimes you're entertaining an angel unaware. Oh, the widow lady and her son was truly blessed because they blessed Elijah. And therefore, there was more than enough for she and her son. Malachi picked it up and tried and said, try me, Nancy, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there should not be room enough to receive it. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The jar of flour will not be exhausted, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends rain upon the face of the earth. Hallelujah. And your harvest shall come. The place of God's purpose is the place of God's power. Find God's purpose. Find God's purpose for you and discover that God's power and abundance will be there waiting on you. David started as taking care of sheep, but later, look with it, what happened. He became a king and a ruler of God's people. In other words, he became the head and not the tail. And look at Solomon. Solomon had great wealth and wisdom and was rich and not poor, the lender or ruler and not the borrower nor the servant. So don't be a debtor or a slave to the system. There are many forms of slavery. Now, one definition in the dictionary of a slave says that one that is completely subservient to a dominating influence. And today, millions of Americans are slaves of a system, and they don't even realize it. That is a form of slavery. And millions of Americans have become deeply enslaved to a debt-based financial system. When someone enslaves someone else, the goal of the oppressor is to reap a benefit out of the servant. And today, most Americans have willingly shackled themselves to a system that systematically drains their wealth and transfers it to the one who controls them. So you may ask, well, what are we to do? Well, first of all, reduce your debt. First of all, reduce your debt. Find ways to create additional income. Pay off your smallest debt first. Do you hear me? That smallest debt. It may only be $100 and some. Pull your credit report and pay those small amounts off first. It'll give you hope and motivation to continue with your plan. You didn't get in debt overnight, and someone said don't expect to get out overnight. But start right now, and you'll soon be able to say, I'm free. Thank the Lord, I'm free. And so don't be a slave to substances or addictions and habits. That's right. See, God didn't want us to allow other things to control us with drugs, alcohol, habits. But these are not the only substance that can control you. And it's not the only factor that's breaking up marriages and relationships. And not even the only thing taking most of your money. It's not the only thing that's taking away your happiness and your freedom. Look in the direction of too much debt. Divine providence has so ordered in the word that some are rich and others are poor, but all shall have life and have it more abundantly. And at the throne of God's grace, the poor are as welcome as the rich. But those who want to be free need to look to Jesus as the sure refuge from a storm. And much is to be enjoyed by Jesus. Much is to be enjoyed by spiritual riches. And one day we'll have eternal life on Christ, the solid rock I stand, because all of the ground is sinking sand. Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things that people are hustling and bustling, working two or three jobs for, will be added up. See, you're missing out on the abundance of life. You're missing out on the riches of life. You're missing out on family. You're gone from your family. You're hustling and bustling. And those are things you cannot get back. Time, you cannot repeat it. And so this shows how important it is for every man to stay out of debt. As to the things of this life, there is a difference between the rich and the poor. But let the rich remember now, it is our Lord who made the difference. When we look in this same Proverb chapter here, it tells us to train children not in the way of corrupt hearts, but in the way they should go. And it says that if you would teach them in the way they go, when they get older, they won't depart from your teaching. In which you love them so that they can prosper, and God promised for them to do prosper. As soon as possible, we need to teach every child, need to lead them to the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And so there is a spiritual danger of debt. Debt can cause you to forsake your relationship with God. And when the bills come due and it's more than you can bear, don't turn your back on God. That's the time that you need to trust God's word for financial giving and reaping. And just as Elijah showed the widow lady, when you don't have much and down to your last penny, down to your last dime, down to your last dollar, use that last as a seed to sow into God's financial plan and watch it multiply. Watch it be pressed down, shaken together, and end up running over. Somebody tell God thank you. And happiness was promised to the Israelites that they shall lend to many nations, and they do, and but not borrow. Deuteronomy tells us, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, signifying they shall be so rich and increased in goods and worldly substance that they should be able to lend to their neighboring nations all around them, but should stand in no need of borrowing of any of them. But they shall not reign over them. No one shall reign over Israel. That is, as long as they observe the commands of their God. And thou shalt reign over many nations, which was fulfilled in the times of David and Solomon. But when they did not, do you hear me? But when they did not obey, just like us today, but when we do not obey, when we do not follow God's plan, they were carried captive to other countries, and other people reigned over them. As it is with us today, they became a servant, and they became a debtor, a debt. They became a servant to the lender. A debtor is a slave to sin. And this is the one that'll do you in, being a debtor to sin. It'll do you in. Once you start with intentional sin, it comes so easy to keep intentionally sinning. You become a slave and a debtor to sin. And Paul said, when I would do good, evil were lurking all around me. Back in the Deuteronomy, the 15th chapter, it tells us at the end of every 7 years, when the seventh year comes, 7 year, that's right, which is the end or last of the seventh, there was not only to be a freedom of Hebrew slaves and a Sabbath for the land in the seventh year, but also a release of debts. Do you hear me? At the end of the 7 years, there would be a release of debts of which all the Israelites must have the benefit of having. And this year of release, the scripture says, typified the grace of the gospel, in which is proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, and by which we obtain the release of our debts, that is, the pardon of our sins. And this law is spiritual and lays some conditions upon the thoughts of the heart. And those who keep from the act of sin must first keep out of their minds their very thought of sin. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee, the scripture goes on to say, as he promised thee. He is faithful that has promised, and he always gives the blessings that he promises according to the nature of the promise. But if conditional, if it's a conditional promise, as the promises of temporal good things to Israel were, he gives according as the condition is performed. And I am hearing somebody now asking, what do I need to do to be free? Right now, you need to just accept it because you have already been made free. Somebody need to sing with the songwriter, I'm free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. There's no more chains holding me. My soul is resting. And it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm free. And I'm no longer bound. No more debt holding me. No longer bound and no more past failures holding me. And sometimes our so-called friends and sometimes our jobs and past failures can have our soul in bondage. That's right, it can put our mind, will, and emotion in bondage and have us troubled in mind, have us broke, busted, and disgusted. But somebody needs to shout right now. I said, I'm no longer bound. There's no more poverty holding me. I'm no longer bound and no more addictions holding me. I'm no longer bound because no more sin will hold me. Why? Because one day, a man named Jesus went to the cross, took the keys of hell, and he made me free. God sent himself to the cross to give us our freedom. And he was there as Jesus. He paid the sin debt for all mankind, past, present, and future. And all we now need to do is to accept it by faith. In other words, Jesus made us free from past, present, and future negatives of our life. Made us free from sin debt, of which the human race could no longer pay. So Jesus paid off that sinful mortgage, and it's marked now paid in full. Somebody out there shout, I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. And when you allow the negatives to control your thoughts and mindset, you're putting your freedom back in jeopardy. And you got to fight and bind your flesh. The flesh is there as a house for your spirit and for it to be under your control. So stop letting your flesh dictate to you how far you can go. Stop dictating to you how much you can have and how free you can be. And somebody put God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. And by his grace, we are saved. And have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we save through faith, and that not of ourselves. It is a gift. Do you realize it? We are saved as a gift of Almighty God. And not of works, the scripture said, lest any man try to take the credit. And for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God have before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, the blood of Jesus made us free. And if Jesus made you free, somebody out to shout, you're free. I'm free indeed. Stop trying to get it. You're hustling and struggling, trying to get it. Guess what? We already have it. Hallelujah. God designed us to have it, and we definitely received it with Jesus at the cross of Calvary. You know, many times we bring the struggle on ourselves. If you have, and we will from time to time, it's part of growing up. Step out of the victim box, because if you don't, you'll never be able to see what God really had for you and what is waiting for you right now. God is standing there right now with wide open arms. Come ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I'll make you free from that sin again. Now going forward, before you take on any major undertaking, listen to me now. Consult with God. Actually, any undertaking, consult with God. But especially any major decisions. Remember, some things are not easily reversed or corrected. So think twice. Get out of that fast lane and safely move over to the slowest lane. You hear me? And take an exit if necessary. Pull over in a parking lot and pray and meditate. In other words, get away from the noise and the pressure that's in your head. Slow down and wait before making that final decision. Remember, it's never too late. Your soul and your freedom is at stake. What is it? What is that major decision that you're about to make? Is it a major career change? Is it some major purchase? Is it a new relationship? If it's a relationship or a marriage, be very, very careful. You're about to enter into a soul tie. You hear me? You're about to enter into a blood covenant. I don't know if you realize that. Listen to me carefully now. I want to help you. Ministers get more questions on this issue than anything else, especially from young couples. But most wait until after the fact to even start asking. And yes, they oftentimes then regret what just happened. What will you do when that initial stage of excitement has passed? And now it'll be you and that soul tie, you and that covenant, you and all that comes with it. So the scripture says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits. See, sometimes the best test is to just say no. That's right. Or just say, well, you know what? I've been thinking, and I'm not sure about this yet. Do it just as a test. Try the spirit, and then sit back and watch the reaction. Don't become rich in salvation in Christ and poor in judgment. A decision made at the wrong time can break your spirit and, yes, can break you. Jesus said, I'm sending you a comforter. I'm going to send you a counselor. I'm going to send you a helper. I'm going to send you an intercessor, an advocate. I'm going to send you a company keeper. I'm going to send you someone who can strengthen you, the Holy Spirit, and he will keep you free. Hallelujah. Is there one who wants to be free? You don't know Jesus and the free pardon of your sin. I extend to you an invitation right now. It's just as simple as this. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I now accept you as my Lord and Savior. I now believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross. I believe after 3 days you arose from the dead and you ascended into heaven. I accept you to be the Lord over my life, over my mind, body, and soul. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I believe. Amen. Amen. You're saved. Amen. Walk in the salvation of the Lord. Somebody tell God, and the angels up in heaven are rejoicing because of the decision that you just made. They just now made sure those shackles were taken off you, and they are rejoicing as you should be rejoicing because you are free. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. You're free. Praise you, Lord, because you're a believer. You're saved. Amen. Now, what better time to go to the throne of God and ask him for anything that's of heaven's blessings? Whatever it is, put it in your mind right now. What is it? Ask God in the spiritual realm right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to meet you at the altar of your heart right now. Now, hallelujah. It's yours for the asking. We have not because we ask not. We have not because we believe not. Remember, it's by faith. And without faith, it's going to be impossible to please God. Now, let me give you the benediction. Those of you that are giving, whether you're giving through the app or you sending it in the mail, whichever way you're doing, we're going to pray over heaven's blessings be upon you. Now, to him that is able to keep you from falling, may he present you faultless before his throne in glory. And now I pray that everything that you've given on behalf of God's earthly kingdom, hallelujah, for God's people and for God's service, and pray now that it give you back 1,000-time return, turn it 100-fold, fill your barns with plenty that you won't even have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. Pray, Lord, right now that your soul is free. Hallelujah. And you shall be free from that debt of sin, and you shall be free from that debt that you have created. Be free right now. Hallelujah. We're calling in bills paid. We're calling now financial independence. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com, or write to us at Post Office Box 158, Siler City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
To be so broken, lost, empty, a heart with no beat, a waiting girl with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far. No matter who you are, see there's one thing brighter. Life it can lead you so bitter, 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 bitter. But you must believe that it gets better, 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 better. It's alright, try your eyes, send a prayer to the sky. I know it's hard to find. But you must believe that it gets better. Listen to me. Know you're scared, your heart's bleeding. But what are you gonna do now? I think it's time you break free. And keep walking, 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 though it seems so far. No, it doesn't really matter who you are. See, there's one thing.
AM Eastern Standard Time here from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. Want to thank Pastor Wilson again for that awesome word on today. And some of you, I know if you listen at what he said, and he said, I'm free. And many of you today, I don't know if you spoke some things last year that you said you was going to do and you didn't do it. And you look and here it is November, and you still haven't done it yet, then, well, if you caught the message today, then you know you'll step beyond what you did last year. You're not still in that same place you were last year. You walked into a newness, and the blessings are about to overtake you. You haven't seen nothing yet for 2024. Some of you just, you're in a position ready to go and go ahead and do it and get it over with, right? Because you know once it is broken, guess what? It's already done. To God be the glory. Thank you again, Pastor Wilson. We are your number one quarantine and contemporary Christian station in the world. Let's get back with more great gospel music. God bless you.
Worshiping. Your grace goes further than I'll ever know. Your love is the purest love anyone's ever shown. Your grace is what I long for most. Feels like home. Yeah. 'Cause all I want is to be with you. My heart cries out to be close to you. Oh, you're where I wanna be. I'm totally free in you. Anybody free in them? Yeah. Spirit is at peace as my heart leads me straight to you. Yeah. Then it goes on to say this, listen. You're my foundation and whom I trust. And I find my comfort in your presence. And as I seek you face to face, closer than close. All I want is to be with you. My heart cries out to be close to you. Yeah, you will. Come on, Jesse. I'm totally free. Come on, open up your mouth and Jesse. Yes, I am, Lord. I'm so glad to know today, Lord, that my spirit, know what it's like to not have you in my side. 'Cause desperately all my days are inspired just to see your face. You where my heart is. Yeah, you are my treasure. Better is one thing in your, yeah. Lift it up and shut it. I'm so glad to know today.
18 minutes to the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, our pleasure, and we want to thank you so much for catching the wave, and we want to invite you to join us right here Monday through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can also join us on our website at nfiradio.com, and we want to invite you to our Facebook page. We have some new information there on our Facebook page, and you can go to Facebook and type in NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you'll see our logo, and once you click that on, it opens up and gives you all of the information there with photos of various recording artists, as well as all of these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. And you'll also see Pastor Cecil Wilson. Yes, you'll see him there as well. All right, look, want to remind those of you today, all of you NFL football fans, it's going to be showdown between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants today around 4 and 4:15 today. And at 1 o'clock today, it's going to be a showdown between the San Francisco 49ers and the Jaguars today around about 1:15. So all of you NFL fans, tune in and catch some of those games that will be televised today at your local station. All right, well, look, let's get back with more music. Coming up a little later this morning, 11:30 a.m., it's General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. Very pleasant, good Sunday morning.
Ooh. potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits. You name it! Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens. Beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken, turkey, beans, 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 potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, chicken.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams,
hogs,
dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You made it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You made it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, greens, potatoes, beans, 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 greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkey, beans, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys.
You made it! You made it! You made it! You made it!
Ten minutes before the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
As
Shirley said, I got beans, greens, tomatoes, and cucumbers, and you name it. She's going to have it with her for Thanksgiving. That's Pastor Shirley Caesar, one of the most popular songs, and she spiced it up, and she took it to another level, huh? Once again, want to thank all of you so much for catching the wave. And I want to remind those of you to lock in right here, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., our website, nfiradio.com. And we want to invite you to our Facebook page where you can see all of the photos of these awesome men and women of God, as well as the photos of many of the recording artists that we play on our network. And you'll see some more information there that you probably will be glad that you checked it out. That's our Facebook page, NFI Radio Gospel Network. My pleasure. I'm going to be getting out of this seat coming up a little later, 11:30 a.m. this morning. It's General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of Lincoln Park Holiness Church. That's 13 East Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. And he's got a message this morning. I won't tell you the title of the message because I don't want to get in too quick on it. But look, you don't want to miss this morning's message at 11:30 a.m. So tune in, and I can promise you you'll be blessed again. Again, I said, because Pastor Whistle has truly already blessed us. God bless you. Have a wonderful and safe day.
I want to let you know, whatever God promised you, it's going to come to the pass. Just hold on, listen.
God will do what he said he would do. He'll take care of you. God will do what he said he would do. He'll take care of you. He'll bring you through. God will take care.
play today's best in worship. Keep it locked to your worship station. Power of Worship.
I can sing.